Lovejit Singh. Today I take an interview of Jaspreet. So let's start. Our topic is landscape design. My first question is, what is landscape design?
Landscape design is an independent profession and a design and art tradition practiced by landscape designers combining the nature and the culture. In contemporary practice, landscape design bridges the space between landscape architecture and the garden design.
Okay, my next question is, what is the importance of landscape design?
The landscape architecture is the professional skill of merging the man-made structures, including buildings and paving, with the natural landscape and the designs of the landform, water, and planting. The architecture's field is on high demand and has assumed a more prominent role in design and construction process. Landscape architects apply artistic and scientific principles to the planning, design, management, preservation, and rehabilitation of the natural and built environments. In other words, neglecting the architectures of the world's fast-changing landscapes will result in endless highways lined with gray endless blocks and endless stadium atmospheres. Dreary expanses of housing, industry, forestry, and agriculture without natural and planting landscapes, rather than create green areas and beautiful sustainable cities.
My next question is, what are the principles of landscape design?
The principle of landscape designs are guidelines or tools that designers use to create attractive, pleasing, and comfortable landscapes. The landscape design principles are proportion, order, repetition, and unity. So let's talk about proportion. The proportion refers to the size of an object in relation to other objects in the landscape. It is important to think about proportion between plants and hardscapes. Okay. Now moving to the order. Order refers to the organization and balance in landscape. Order can be achieved in your yard by using the more formal symmetrical balance or the informal asymmetrical balance. Repetition. The goal of a repetition is to create predictable and familiar patterns and sequences in landscape. To achieve this, landscape design elements or specific features can be repeated throughout the space. Okay, now let's talk about unity. In landscape design, unity refers to the perceived sense that everything is connected and works together to create the whole. Employing a design theme or style will help you achieve unity in your yard.
Next question is, what are the elements of landscape design?
The elements of landscape designs are color, line, texture, form, and scale. Now let's talk about the color. In landscape design, the color is crucial. Color brings a garden to life by adding a dimension and interest. It can be added with plant material or hardscapes such as paving, walls, or fences. Similar colors can be used to create harmony, while different colors can be used to create contrast. Additionally, warm colors will have a different effect than cool colors. Often, landscapers decide to opt for a color theme that helps unite the entire landscape. There are some ways that color can be used in the landscape. draw attention to an important feature like fountain, tree, sculpture, etc. Blend the outdoors with the colors of home. It also helps to attract wildlife or provide seasonal variety or create a mood. Okay, now if we talk about line, often line refers to the structures within a landscape. Think of the edges of a walkway or flower bed, or the perimeter of a patio or deck. The way line is employed will greatly impact the flow of a garden. Straight lines and hard angles would create a formal look, while curved lines will create an informal look. There are some tips for using the line in garden design. Vertical lines can be used to pull the eye up and make a space feel larger. Tall trees or an arbor can be used to add vertical lines to yard. Horizontal lines can make a space feel bigger by pulling the eye along the ground. Garden walls, walkways, or small hedges can be used to add horizontal lines to yard.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.